Is it weird interacting with people so much younger than you, like every day?
It's not weird. It's just, I think the only weird part is that it's, I have to step back every once in a while and realize that I once was
yeah.
a Chapel Hill High School student, and you guys are Chapel Hill High School students, and we're going to be alumni together. I mean, this room that we're sitting in right now is where I had math in 10th grade with Mr. Benson. So that's the weird part.
Damn you, words of advice for me, you know, going on to Chapel Hill, since you're already a UNC Chapel Hill alumnus.
Request a dorm with AC.
Okay.
You'll need that.
I thought all dorms had AC.
If they do now, I'm really jealous. That's, you know, that's piece of advice number one. Just have fun. Study abroad. You're well immersed into the Spanish language here, and I hope you continue that at Carolina.
Yeah, I'm definitely planning to minor in Spanish, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, I minored in Spanish too. That's great. To hear that you're going to be majoring in math, like, yeah. That is just awesome. One day I hope to hear the Cabell name, some newspaper article discovering some awesome algorithm solution to some world problem, and I'll be like, all right, there's Jackson.
So there are definitely some rumors that you are not coming back next year and you're leaving. Is that true?
That is true. I will be going to a small company in Raleigh called Dreambox Learning. While it was a really hard decision to make, it's the right one in terms of my personal interests and, you know, mission to education.
Okay, for you, what's the last day going to be like as a teacher here at Chapel Hill?
It'll be bittersweet, mostly sad. I will definitely be shedding tears.
Yeah.
Because this is where I spent 4 years of my life as a student, 2.5 as a teacher. I had math in this classroom, and you know, not even just watching my students leave, but I'm leaving, and the relationships that I've built, you know, I'll still have, but I won't experience them every day. And so it'll be sad.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, for me, definitely bittersweet. I mean, right now it's definitely seeming a little bit more sweet than bitter, but I'm sure as the time comes along, I'll definitely, you know, miss this place because I've spent a lot of time here, definitely put a lot of stress and, you know, tears into this place. Definitely a lot of great memories I'm going to miss, and the teachers like you, even though you're leaving with me, but teachers that are staying here. I think ultimately I'm very excited, like you said, for yourself, the new challenges and opportunities that college offers, and kind of the new role of responsibility that I'll be taking on, you know, away from my parents.
And okay, last piece of advice for Caroline: go to all the UNC basketball games that you can, and bring me tickets if you can.
All right, yeah, definitely trying to, you know, as a originally a Duke fan about for the past like 10 years until, you know, what, about 2 months ago when I decided I'm going to UNC, it's gonna be fun going to the Duke UNC games and
rooting for
UNC. I'm converted.
That's good. That's yeah. Very good. I'm glad we can leave and you can graduate on a good note.